when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And welcome along for another ride here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time, old-age show, ready to go for another week. I got stacks of wax, we used to say back in the old DJ days. Stacks of wax. In other words, I got a bunch of records, and we're going to play them. Yeah, it's an hour long. We'll see how many records we can play in an hour. Not as many as usual. I'll warn you now. I really am warning you now. Because as we get June underway, it is National Accordion Month. Yes, yes it is. And always, well not always, but occasionally, when I remember, when it's National Accordion Month, there's one song I always want to play, and I try to play it in the beginning of the month, because otherwise I forget about it. And I'm not 100% sure that it counts as a polka, but it is some mighty fine accordion playing, and it's like 9 minutes long. So we're going to do that in a little bit here. I'll tell you more about that as we get into the show. I don't know that there's any connection between the fact that National Accordion Month and National Migraine Headache Month are the same month. I think accordions only give you a migraine if, like, I'm playing them. For anybody who's competent, it's not a problem. But anyway, we will get in our weekly 78, and we will get a waltz into the show, and a bunch of other records, too. But we do have what I've always considered to be a pretty fancy accordion solo coming up here in a little bit, too. So stand by for that. Let's roll the show with Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. And My Mama Told Me.
Sobie sama, ja jej powiedziała, koły sobie sama. Mamala nie dała, jakie mnie zrobiła, mamala nie dała.
Well, I'm telling you, that's a lot of enthusiasm to open the show with, huh? Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra there. My Mama Told Me. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show, spinning up polka records for another week, like I do every week here on the show. Glad you're along for another round. And again, I got a big, long accordion record coming up in a little bit. Stand by for that. Let's do Wally's Polka Chip, shall we? And the Fire Fire Polka. And I feel that I need to announce, just because it's proper broadcast protocol, that the siren you are about to hear, if you are driving in your car, is not a fire truck behind you. Do not look for trouble. Do not pull over. This is not a real fire truck. The fire truck is on the record. All right? And again, that is not a real siren. Do not pull over if you're driving. Well, no, but that is a thing. Like, they consider it to be improper to, like, use a siren in a radio commercial because people who are driving might panic thinking it's a, you know, a siren. And then they act accordingly, and that is not the best situation when it's not a real siren. So I felt, as a public service, you know, doing my responsibility here. I've got Alvin Stasinski over here on turntable number two, singing about a Polish girlfriend.
I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear. 'Cause you're the only one will ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear. 'Cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. Kissed, but only by your lips, dear. 'Cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear. 'Cause you're the only one who'll ever do. And one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. We'll be right back.
Yo, always one of my favorites for some reason. I love Alvin Jasinski records. There he is, Polish Girlfriend Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you have joined me for another presentation of fine old-time music like we do every week here on the show. I mentioned it is National Accordion Month. Got the big accordion solo record coming up here in a few minutes. I got Whoopi John to do a number for us first. And before we get to that, let's take a moment to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Travel season is in full swing. If you're going to find yourself in the Wisconsin area, upper Midwest, near Lake Superior, for example, Duluth Superior area, you're definitely going to want to put the World of Accordions Museum on your list of things to see. 1,400 accordions on display, give or take a few. It varies, but that's a bunch of them. And check their website for any events they might have coming up this summer. They've got the concert hall, of course. They have research materials, all sorts of interesting things. You will not be bored. Check them out online would be my first suggestion, worldofaccordions.org. Maybe bring a busload of people. They would love it. Worldofaccordions.org. You can find all the information, all right? Here is Whoopi John and the band. It's the Hello Joe Polka. And there it is. Just ends like that. Hello, Joe. You'd think at the end they would have yelled, goodbye, Joe. See you later, Joe. Whatever. But no. Whoopi John and his band. That's what it says. And his band. And the Hello, Joe Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. All right, let's play this record. All right? I try to play this one every year during National Accordion Month. I don't always remember. So some years, yes. Some years, no. And this has been a favorite ever since I worked at the Polka Station 100,000 million years ago. And to tell you the truth, and I probably told you this before, that back in the day, we would actually use this as the going to the bathroom record. Because, you know, if you're a live DJ on the air and you're spinning records on a live show, you need to, you know, if you got to go to the potty, you need a record that's a little longer than most. And this was one of the potty records. But it's such a great record, and it's such a fine hunk of accordion playing. And I don't really think it includes a polka, but you certainly can dance your way through the whole thing if you have the stamina. And, of course, I could only be talking about Hank Thonander's Zorba the Greek Medley. Y'all know this one? You remember this one? It's a great record. This is an old record, man, because it says it's also available on 8-track tapes. It has Zorba the Greek, Those Were the Days, Hava Nagila, and the 12th Street Rag all put together in an accordion medley, big accordion solo. And this has just been a really impressive piece of music to me for many, 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 many years. And the best excuse I have to play it, as it's not really, doesn't fit the rigid, you know, rules of being a polka, or I guess it's still old time, it's accordion. Does accordion automatically make a record an old time record? I don't know. But anyway, as we salute National Accordion Week and accordion players around the world, and this is a real doozy here, here's Hank Thonander and the Zorba the Greek Medley. We'll be right back. I have flashbacks every year when I play that when we kick off National Accordion Month. Hank Thunander there with the Zorba the Greek medley here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Man, I've been playing that record for like, I don't know, how old am I, 50 years? Jeez, a long time anyway. Great record. And salute to Hank for a fine performance, and a hats off to all the accordion players during National Accordion Player Month, or Accordion Month, or whatever it is. Anyway, have one on me. Let's do Eddie Zavasky now and the Cha-Cha Polka.
Ever do the cha-cha polka? It's the latest modern dance. If you haven't done the cha-cha polka, listen, you can have your chance. If you take a girl and dance the polka, listen for the singer's cue. When the singer says it's time to cha-cha, cha-cha till you're black and blue. The cha-cha polka, it's the latest modern dance. If you haven't done the cha-cha polka, listen, you can have your chance. If you take a girl and dance the polka, listen for the singer's cue. When the singer says it's time to cha-cha, cha-cha till you're black and blue.
All right, there you go, doing the old cha-cha polka. I don't know, I probably hurt myself trying to do that. There's Eddie Zavasky and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got a Don Peachy record coming up here. Man, my timing really gets thrown off when you toss in a nine-minute record like that. I need to get our 78 of the week up here. I'm going to work on that while you listen to Don Peachy, all right? Sound like a plan?
Across the street from me. someday I could have her and tell the world that she's all mine. I am so in love with Mamie, I dream of Mamie all the time. I am so in love with Mamie, I dream of Mamie all the time.
There you go, Mamie's Polka. It's Don Peachy and the band, the orchestra, whatever they are, I guess, out of Burnett, Wisconsin. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Now, as you know, every week, I always like to play at least one song off 78. You know, the whole show, we just play records. That's the gimmick. That's my deal here. And every now and then, so we always say we play vinyl, but I'm looking something up here. I bury things in the computer, and then I'm like, where did that go? And blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'm going to play the B-side of a big hit record from 1947. So if you bought the big hit record from 1947, you probably heard the polka that's on the other side. Tex Williams had a big record with Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette in 1947. Hugely popular record, recorded by a bazillion other people over the years even. But on the flip side of that 78 is the Roundup Polka. So if you bought the 78 back in 47, hey, maybe you played the other side, huh? If you did, it sounded like this.
When the branding's done and it's time for fun, start dancing the Roundup Polka. Folks for miles around, come on into town to join in the Roundup Polka. Girlies by the score, dance with three or four, and whoop it up with yippie-yippie-yay. So bring your lady, swing your lady, let the light of morning find you doing the Roundup Polka. Just take your girlie by the hand, and when you do, she'll understand. You'll both agree the music's grand.
You end the Roundup Polka.
Wait till the moon's behind a cloud. Get her away from all the crowd. And if you kiss her, that's allowed.
You end the Roundup Polka.
When the branding's done and it's time for fun, start dancing the Roundup Polka. Folks for miles around, come on into town to join in the Roundup Polka. Girlies by the score, dance with three or four, and whoop it up with yippie-yippie-yay. So bring your lady, swing your lady, let the light of morning find you doing the Roundup Polka. Just take your girlie by the hand, and when you do, she'll understand. You'll both agree the music's grand.
Doing the Roundup Polka.
Wait till the moon's behind a cloud. Get her away from all the crowd. And if you kiss her, that's allowed.
To end a Roundup Polka.
There you go, doing that roundup polka, Tex Williams, on a great 78 back in 1947. You know, it's weird. I love the way these 78 sound. I mean, and I don't mean scratchy, because I mean that record's pretty worn out. But they have a big, full sound that you just don't hear on the plastic records. The shellac wins. You know why? You get better frequency response at with a faster speed. Just from the physics of a record groove, because a 78 uses up more groove space. It's a long story. And, of course, it was all recorded with amplifiers and equipment full of tubes. None of this solid-state, tinny, blah, blah, blah. So there's my rant on that. Here on the Oompa Hour for another week. Hey, you want to make a request or a dedication? You could even request a 78, and I'll try to find it. Yeah, because that would happen. You can leave a message, though, or you can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. And we'll make sure to get you taken care of, 218-259-2985. Or send an email to oompahour@aol.com. That's my preferred method of communication with y'all. It's just oompahour@aol.com. Or you can do the Facebook thing. But I've warned you before, Facebook and I are not the best of friends as far as my brain working with their interface on my old computer. But I do it. In fact, here's a little tip for you. Every week on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, I think, I'm pretty sure, I post the playlist for the upcoming week on the Facebook page. Usually, you know, like by Thursday or Friday, sometimes Saturday of the week before, so you can see what songs are coming up in the next show. So that's kind of a little tip off if you want to, you know, if you're thinking you're going to go to like your daughter's wedding and it's a tough choice because you're like, well, I should probably go to the wedding, but I might miss something really good on the Oompa Hour. You can check the playlist ahead of time and plan accordingly, because I like to make it convenient, you know, for you to like, you know, skip important social activities just so you can listen to the Oompa Hour. Why not? Let's do the Musical Stars Orchestra, you know, Marion Lush's outfit. Here's the Casino Polka. Musical Stars Orchestra there. That's the Casino Polka here on Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing this week? We're kicking off National Accordion Month, National Migraine Headache Month. What else was it? There was a bunch of stuff. I should just make that a list and do it in the show every month, because we're almost always celebrating something each month that I should... It'd be a real hoot, don't you think? I don't know. But you know, we do a waltz in every show. And it's probably time we get to that right now before we run out of time. And this is actually the anniversary waltz. So if you're celebrating an anniversary, if you have one coming up real soon, or you just had one go zinging by, hopefully you remembered to at least get a card, guys. Huh? Here's the Harmony Kings Polka Band and the anniversary waltz. There you go. It's the anniversary waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That's the Harmony Kings Polka Band. Now, I got to get a record from the Mrozinski Brothers in there on this week's show. You know why? Because I feel like hearing a record from the Mrozinski Brothers. I think I have 145 by the Mrozinski Brothers, and the rest of it I have albums. And I never pull out the albums often enough, because it's more work. They're on a shelf over there, and there's stuff in the way, and, you know... And I thought, let's play something from the Mrozinski Brothers on purpose, not just because it was next on the stack. And I don't believe we've ever played I'll Take a Chance on Loving You by the Mrozinski Brothers Aleatoric Ensemble, which is actually a song by Buck Owens. Yeah, done up polka style. Here you go.
A chance on loving you. If you will be my very
There you go, Mrzynski Brothers there and the Aleatoric Ensemble. And I'll Take a Chance on Loving You, a song you might remember by Buck Owens, actually. You betcha. Got the Ross Brothers Orchestra coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's see here. Got to check the old clock on the wall, see how many records we can sneak in here yet. I'm debating playing the Peanuts Polka by Art Perko. Seems like I play that a lot, but I don't think I really do. I think I leave the record sitting here and then I don't play it because I think I play it a lot when I really don't, so I should probably play it. So maybe that's coming up here. Let's do the Russ Brothers Orchestra, though. It's the Springtime in the Rockies Polka.
Springtime in the Rockies, I'll be coming back to you. Little sweetheart of the mountains, with your bonny eyes of blue. Once again, I'll say I love you, while the birds sing all the day. When it's springtime in the Rockies, in the Rockies far away. Ha-ha!
Yo, Springtime in the Rockies there, Ross Brothers Orchestra, and I told you I was going to do it. Let's do it. Here's Art Perko and the Peanuts Polka.
Thank you.
have it there, the Peanuts Polka. That's Art Perko and the band, and the old clock on the wall is telling me if I don't diddle around too much, we could sneak in one more, like the Caravans Orchestra. Here's the Live It Up Polka. There you go. That is the Live It Up Polka. That's the Caravans Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And that puts the lid on another edition of the old show. I'm kind of excited, too, because I already found a 78 for next week's show. So as far as I'm concerned, that counts as planning ahead, you know?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.